This technique, first of all, was before to use this technique on the Giza Plateau, I made a lot of experiments, infrastructure monitoring of large bridges
Right.
in order to retrieve principal component analysis of vibrations of the bridge. In this context, we made a very interesting project in collaboration with European Space Agency in order to analyze this issue. And then you can see, if you go on the web, you can read my papers about the bridge monitoring.
Am I correct that you also use this for the Gran Sasso National Laboratory and the Mosul Dam as well in Iraq? Yes.
I used the same technique. You can find the results on my website, www.harmonixar.com. And so where I have produced the inside the scanning of the Gran Sasso is a huge mountain where I born in L'Aquila, Italy, central part of Italy, which is the maximum deepness that a synthetic aperture radar in terms of vibrational analysis can investigate below the maximum deepness. I give you the answer. Zero, because from the space, the power density is very, very little. And so
Right.
if you use the energy transmitted from something that is 600 kilometers far away, it's not good. If you use a ground penetrating radar, which is a radar that is on the soil, from on the earth, on the surface of the earth, and you scan like that manually, then you can arrive maybe 15 meters. But that's not the synthetic aperture
Right,
radar. We
right.
are speaking about radars that are located in space, which is another academy. It's completely different with respect to conventional radar. It's different, as I told you before. So with my technique, that is the, let's call it, modified the synthetic aperture radar Doppler tomography, which is the maximum depthness that we can achieve, let's say around 5 kilometers, like that. It depends on the Doppler bandwidth that we are synthesizing, okay?
Wow.
About 5 kilometers below. So we have tuned 2 or 3 kilometers, and we found these shafts that are very visible. And the first time we saw these shafts, me and Corrado told me, Filippo, what are those things? No, Corrado, that's noise. The first day, the first week, the first month. But the second month, we say, Corrado, we have changed the radar, we have changed images, we have changed everything, and always these shafts were completely visible. And so, how you say, by our consciousness, we announce it to everyone with a certain probability that is very high. People, there are the shafts.
And this is the 3D model that we are working on with Corrado Malanga, our professor. I tell you that the work is absolutely not finished, and then I will tell you, we will recast the agenda of the meetings that we are having from now into 1 year, where I think that one of the most important meeting, it was Malta here, because here you are showing this.
It is very impressive how big they are, the pyramids, and they are very nice. They are something magic. I went inside the Khafre pyramid, and I went inside the Belzoni chamber. I also lied inside the sarcophagus, let's call it like that, but it's not a sarcophagus. and just to feel the vibrations that were transmitted by the pyramid. It's very amazing. Today is also nice because I am with my friend Jay Anderson. And thank you, Jay. And we are enjoying this very nice plateau.
It is the best expression of humanity,
of perfection, resonance.
Being here for yourself and seeing it for the first time, do you get a stronger feeling about what your team has been discovering and what it might mean?
Yes, because we are watching with our eyes, not anymore watching things by the radar from space. And it's really nice. And I also thanks everyone, so Professor Corrado Malanga and Armando May for helping us, and also all the people that are supporting us. I thank Jay Anderson and all his fans, everyone, to broadcast our news. To help us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here and support your mission because it is worthwhile and it's something that needs to be revealed, I believe, for humanity.
I agree with you, Jay. It has to be revealed. I think that now anything can go back. We have to go straight and we have a plan. We have a plan to clean the shafts, or one of the shafts that we have explored just now, and in our personal opinion, those shafts give us in the entrance into the hidden city that is below the plateau.